distinguish between racist tweets and her ironic anti-racist tweet. So obviously the algorithm can't read black sarcasm, apparently so. I mean, so Nicholas said the issue raises questions as to not only AI wrongfully interpreting tone, but makes, I'm going to quote her saying, but makes me wonder about the people who may be wrongfully banned from the platform that don't have the support that I had. The algorithm can't even read when you're being sarcastic. You know what I mean? They're saying they should switch you out for another black columnist as if we're just tradable cards. I love her clapback. Twitter needs to check themselves because they let Trump say all kind of wild shit for years, and only in the end they banned him.
But that's happening a lot. They're censoring a lot of information, a lot of things that people are saying that are not harmful to another group of people. But that's just happened. Like, remember it happened to Farrakhan with Facebook? So they're censoring people. I guess maybe it's the words that you use. If a word pops up on a list and maybe you get blocked, but that's happening a lot, unfortunately.
Listen, man, I'm also done with Facebook too. I don't know what their terms and agreements are. Whoever could decipher that, please come on the show. All right, so let's switch some gears. Do a little culture, what's going on in the city. A new Quebec exhibit lets visitors make their own movie trailers full of special effects. That's really dope for those that want to get into their little movie game. So the museum partnered up with Netflix to demystify movie magic. I don't know. I don't want to demystify it too much, Lorena. Leave me a little bit of magic. So a new exhibit at Quebec City's Museum of Civilization in partnership with Netflix is immersing visitors into the world of special effects filmmaking. It gives Quebecers a behind-the-scenes look at the making of movies we know and love. So the special effects exhibit is divided according to the major stages in the creation of film or television or production, the office, the set, and the studio, each with several interactive features. So that's really dope, man. So you know what I mean? I've been to the Museum of Civilization in Quebec. I think it's really dope. I would like to see more black people stuff. But there's a black, I think there's a black exhibit or a black museum in Quebec, though.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think there's a black thing. No home. I'm gonna research. I'm gonna come back to you guys next week and talk about that. Also, if you guys haven't heard already, movie theaters, indoor pools, and arenas will be reopening across Quebec in time for March break. So Premier Alphonse Legault announced that as of February 26th, 26 seems to be like the magic day, Lorena. Quebec's movie theaters, indoor pools, and indoor sports complexes will be able to reopen, including in red zones, just in time for spring break. So the premier also said that outdoor winter activities in Quebec, previously limited to 4 individuals from different addresses, can soon be carried out by a group of up to 8. So that's really cool. While Legault said the new COVID-19 measures are intended to accommodate parents during spring break, he discourages grandparents from babysitting during students' times off. So please, people, don't let the grandparents babysit. I don't know who's going to babysit then, Mr. Legault. Are we sending our kids to your house? That's why I want to know.
Maybe. Doesn't he have his backyard with all the winter activities?
It's looking like winter carnival in Legault's backyard, let me tell you. Legault goes on to say, it's really not a good idea for kids to be watched by their grandparents. Well, okay, Legault. He also emphasizes the importance of avoiding gatherings in homes. He goes on to quote, I quote him saying, we don't want to see what happens during the holidays where we see an explosion in the number of cases because people are gathering. So, boy, Lorena, so much things is going on. Oh, boy. No, okay, let me do this last week. I think it's really dope that Montreal's know about this. So Montreal's can still get a much-needed cafe experience at this funky co-working space. So this is the perfect solution for everybody that's going stir crazy at home. For a lot of us are working from home and we're tired of seeing the same 4 walls, or some of us are just living in a loft, so it's just one room, Lorena. So the actual being at home part of working from home is getting old fast. I think we're all pretty much over it. So Club Insiders, a cafe shared workspace, allows you to book to come and work by the hour or a day pass. So it's $15 for students and $17 for professionals. You get a pass for the whole day. So the pass includes unlimited tea and coffee from a local roaster. I like that. Unlimited tea, coffee. I'm with it.
That sounds good.
You can also pay by the hour at $5 for the first 3 hours, then $2 after, up to a maximum of $17. And also to book, you can use the online web app, which guarantees you a spot. I'm going to quote the company. The reservation system guarantees you a spot before you leave the comfort of your house, while allowing us to carefully manage the limit of people so as to ensure it remains completely sanitary for all of us. Club Insiders offers 2 locations. One is at 2067 Rue Crescent, Unit 205, or 4451 Rue Saint-Denis. So if you're tired of working from home, please check this out. This sounds really, it's pretty much affordable, no? $15.
No, I think it really is affordable because a lot of the workspaces are pretty expensive.
Yeah, man, that's pretty dope, man. Well, Montreal, that's been my tour de force for the news. Let's play some hot blazing music. This has been the Morning Detour. This is the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
It's true, so true.
on CKUT 90.3 FM.
You've been sleeping on me too long. Let it be known you ain't getting no rest tonight. I can hear it all in your tongue. You're going off patrol and I'm in your head tonight. Get on all in your bed tonight. I double back if the hell is right. You know you can't get this feeling twice. Something about you made me feel like I can find love today. Put your tongue in it while you're rubbing it. Like you a man, but a thug in his bed. So good, got him trying to write his name in. He say I'm too fine for us to FaceTime. Got a boat, but where you waistline? Love when you deep. Boy, I could take mine. And I want it right now, no need to waste time. Baby, won't you come over? So I can ride you like a rover. Baby, just pull up. Take a shot, cause you too slow. Boy, I hear you talking like you know some. Really hope you keep up, cause boy, I'm on one. And you ain't gotta worry, boy, I'm on one. I just need you to come over.
I'ma hit a line, say I'm coming over late. I'ma eat that even though I already ate. Top down, we be with the stars in the rain. Soon as I come over, don't flip you over. Smoking on Zaza, dance on the baby that ain't do the cha cha. Fine little light skin like Lala. Put her in a submission, I'm finna make a top out. She a hood, met at the top spot. You a good, and she gon' be a mascot. I got a sixth sense, I gotta get the racks out. I let her hold up my stash back. I know she bougie, can't do anyone. Got good hair, good, got two for the one. Not too nasty, but I got a few that I tone. Make it rain like tsunami, make them sit on
baby,
my tone.
Baby, won't you come on?
Go on.
So I can ride you like a rover. Baby, just pull up. Take a shot, cause you too slow. Why are you talking like you know some? Hurry up and keep up, cause boy, I'm on one. You ain't gotta worry, boy, I'm on one. I just need you to come over.
What you gonna do to me? Try something new with me.
What you gonna do to me? Try something new with me.
Let's get freaky, let's get nasty.
Let's get freaky, let's get nasty.
Yes, Montreal, my city. Welcome back. It's the Morning Detour. Weezy Moon Chase in the building. One of my most favorite people on the planet. She has saved my face. I can finally say I'm in the pretty circle. She is a naturopath. She's a medical esthetician. She is the senior educator for Canada for training doctors and nurses on medical peels for Bio4. And let me tell you, she is great at what she does. Friend of the show, welcome back, Tracy DeMarteau from Synergy Medispa. How are you doing?
I'm amazing, Ian. Thank you so much.
Hey, listen, man. Every day's a good day, man. I've been using that liquid gold. Oh, man. What a shine. What a shine. Okay. We're now coming out of impending lockdown that we're in. I feel like we're always in the lockdown. What's going on with Synergy Medical Spa these days? Are you guys open? Are you guys providing services? What is the lay of the land?
Yeah, for sure. So we are providing services and we will continue to provide services even if there's a lockdown since I'm a naturopath. So we always have a plan B and C in place. But yes, we are treating patients and seeing patients and in full effect right now, which is awesome. Myself and my staff.
Okay, just for those that never heard you guys before, Synergy Med Spa, let them know a few of the services that you guys offer, because y'all know I love the face peels and the microneedling, but let the people in Montreal know what are some of the services that you guys offer at Synergy Med Spa.
Yeah, so we're specialists and masters at the skin, first and foremost, and basically treat and cure all different skin conditions. So we are definitely offering complimentary skin analysis. Anything you're suffering with, we will definitely take care of, treat, and get rid of. We're also doing the microneedling, as you said, the peels. We do the oxygenio facial. So depending on the skin analysis and what the conditions are, I'll decide on what the treatment is for the face. We also offer the body sculpting with the infrared technology, which you remember.
Yeah.
Basically it's time now. We've been locked up, you know, off, on, no gym. So it's time to get that six pack going, get rid of that nice, the love handles and the little belly that we've accumulated through the winter when we've gone into hibernation mode. So basically we're contracting the muscle over 1,000 times, burning 1,500 calories per session. And basically it's sculpting the body. So we can treat anything, love handles, abs, we do Brazilian butt lifts, inner thigh, outer thigh, we treat cellulite. So we need need to get ready for that bikini. We need to smooth out, you know, those cellulite and those dimples. So, yeah, we're doing the body sculpt thing. And I think that's it so far. I'm bringing on some new technology in the upcoming several few months. We'll be bringing on some lasers and do some hair removal and laser hair removal, stuff like that. So, yeah, we're just growing and expanding. Week by week, day by day, month by month.
Let me tell you guys, Synergy Medical Spa is a one-stop shop. If you're trying to get pretty, if you're trying to line your body a certain way, I'm telling you guys, world-class professionals over there at Synergy. Now, when I did my first couple face peels, you gave me a kit from Bio4, and I think that was the basic travel kit. Am I wrong? Now you guys
are saying
you guys have customized, you guys have made a Men Bio4 travel kit. I need to know more because I didn't get that kit. Yeah. So I'm hearing there's a Men travel kit by Bio4, and I love Bio4. You know, friends for life now. Oh, men the kit, men's
right
kit.
Here,
okay, what is the men's kit about? What is different about this from the original one that I got?
So basically, it's my creation, catering to the men, because my heart goes out to all of you and I want to make sure to keep you pretty and in the circle of beauty.
Yes, sir.
So that's it. You guys have different issues. You know, obviously you have coarse hair, you have beard, you know, you have tougher skin down here. You possibly will have ingrowns or, you know, an irritated skin from shaving. So your skin in comparison to women, men and women are a little different. So I've created and concocted a kit specifically for men. And also, you love to have your own products. You don't want to be sharing.
Yeah,
right?
I'm tired sharing the bottles in my household. I need my own men kit. So let's know, what are some of the products that comes with this kit now?
So basically, you have two of them. So the bioactive cleanser, the bioactive solution. Mm-hmm. Those are acids, right? The little Pac-Man that are really going to wash your face well, eat up that dead skin, and open up your pores.
Yep.
So you have that. Then you have the enzyme exfoliator. I did give that to you, and you are using it. That's the one you do once a week with Tracy. So you're doing a gentle exfoliation, but the men can actually just put the bottle in the shower, hop in the shower, do their exfoliation on their face, remove that dead cells, the dirt, all the nastiness. So you have that in there. Then you have as well this product called Sen Citrix. So you haven't tested it out yet. I gave you the Pure C.
Yeah, I love the Pure C.
But Sen Citrix, I'll give you a sample. Men love it. They just love it because they don't like a greasy face, you know, they don't like too much cream on their face.
Right.
And so the Sen Citric is a citric acid. It's 10%. It's going to brighten and lighten your complexion, give you that glow. It's amazing for beard and anyone who suffers from ingrowns. Mm. It will get rid of your ingrowns, calm them down, calm down the inflammation right away. So post-shaving, it's amazing to put the Sen Citric on.
Wow.
However, you can do it all over your face and your beard. So we've made the Sen Citric in a mini size for the men because we only used to have it as a retail product. So now that you have your little mini Sen Citric in the man kit, and then you have the SPF, because we should all be protecting our skin no matter what skin tone we are. We all need to protect from the UVA, which is aging, and UVB. So you have your SPF 30, and then you have just like a nice anti-aging cream, because we all want to slow down the aging process. We want to hydrate and we want to age gracefully. So even men don't want to have wrinkles.
No wrinkles. Let me tell you guys, I've used a lot of these products and I didn't feel extra burning. You know, typically you use some of these products, you know, these dermatology products, and you find them in your pharmacies, and you feel that burn, especially when I was a teenager and I was using Oxy. You feel that burn on your skin, and sometimes you'll even get a burn. I've been using the cleanser and the solution from Bio4. I've had no issues. I feel like I've seen a layer of my skin I haven't seen since I was a baby. So I know it works. So I want to encourage all men to look into the Bio4 Men Kit. And you know what? We'll give you guys an extra plus this week. Synergy has been gracious enough. We're going to give away one of the Men Travel Kit on the Morning Detour. For all the rules and specifications, go to our Detour 514 on the IG. You can also go to synergy.medispa. You get all the information there. We're going to give away one of those kits. Thank you to Synergy Medispa. So we're giving away one of these kits to the men, right? That's what's going on, Tracy?
And a complimentary skin analysis from me.
Oh, okay.
Included.
Okay, so it's a double whammy. So Montreal, my city, sends you Men's Spa in the building. We're giving away the Buyer 4 Men's Travel Kit concocted by Tracy DeMarto. This is for the fellas here. This is something special. I've been using some of the products. You guys seen my face. Y'all seen my IG. Things are looking very beautiful. Tracy, you are God's gift to skin. We want to thank you once again. Synergy.MedSpa. If you guys want to book for any one of the treatments, it's a very easy thing to do. Go to Synergy MedSpa. Go to the bio, and the booking button is right there. Tracy DeMarto, I can't wait till we see you again. I'm coming for that micro needling in March, so I'll see you soon.
Yes. We will see you soon. Thank you so much, Ian.
Always a pleasure.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Live from Bedford, Stuyvesant, the livest one, representing BK to the fullest. Bastard ducking when hoe be bucking, chicken heads be clucking. Back when Ratchet was a ratchet and the vixen was a vixen and Jam Master J was a lob. I was mixing, cooking coke in the kitchen back when Robin was a piston. Mike was losing to Isaiah, but he soon would get his 6-1. Gave birth to my verbal imagination. Assume a virtue if you have not. Or better yet, here's a verse from Hamlet. Lord, we know who we are, yet we know not what we may be. So maybe I'm the one, or maybe I'm crazy. I'm from Marcy Houses where the boys died by the thousand back when Pam was on Martin. Yeah, that's where it all started when Dizel was blotting carpet. Alpaca. 9mm when Slick Rick made Mona Lisa. When Lisa Bonet was Beyonce of a day, I had divas, y'all. Think I just popped up in this bitch like a fetus, nah. Pregnant pause. Give you some second thoughts. It's room on the bandwagon, don't abort. Marcy me. Marcy me. Streets is my artery. Vein of my existence, I'm the Gotham City heartbeat. I started in lobbies now. Polly with Saudis, I'm a Sufi to Goofies. I could probably speak Farsi. That's poetry, Rika, coca leaf in my past. Came through the bushes smelling like roses. I need a trophy just for that. Old Brooklyn, not this new shit. Shit feel like a spoof. Fat laces in your shoe. I'm talking busting off the roof. Hold a Uzi vertical. Let the thing smoke. Y'all flirting with death. I be winking through the scope. Shout out to all the murderers. Turn murals. Plural. Fuck the Federal Bureau. Shout out to Nostranad, flushing that Myrtle. All the County of Kings, may your ground stay fertile. Shout out to Big Papa, Daddy Kane, heroes. Thus concluding my concerto. Marcy me.
Must be in the air.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Sweetest girl. Compliments to your mother. Know how to treat a good woman.
Holiday.
You changed up the weather, making everything better.
My warm embrace.
My cup of holy love and the way you hold me.
Safe to say.
It's a language that we use unspoken. they make us crazy. I always on it, don't look, don't touch my baby. That's mine, oh baby, he lied. Now my eyes only see sus activity. I'm usually on my guard, but you're just trying to be a friend of me. You say that we're similar and wanna show me sympathy. Stories of a Hennessy, but all love isn't enemies. I'm fucking with your energy, oh yeah. Cause there's not a lot of guys like you. Not a lot of guys like you. So I said, what if I dive deep? Will you come in after me? Would you share your flaws with me? Let me know. You told me thinking is all wrong. Love will happen when it wants. Know it hurts sometimes, but don't let it go. Cause
My city, welcome back to the thrilling morning detour. Weezy Moon chasing here. Lorena, what is going on in the community, Lolo?
We still have a lot of Black History Month events happening. I know we're almost at the end of the month, but there's still a lot of things that you can sign up for if you haven't partaken in any of the events just yet. So WIPCA is having their second event. They had their last event last week on Saturday. So on Saturday, February 27th, they will be having the Young, Gifted, and Black, celebrating Black excellence and entrepreneurship. Again, this is showcasing individuals 35 years old and under who are managing and running their own business. So if you would like to join them on their Zoom, this is a free event that's happening Saturday, February 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. All you have to do is send an email to admin@wipca.org.
Well, listen, man, it's going down. It's been a busy month for WIPCA, boy. Let me tell you, Black History, Lorena, I'm telling you.
Yep, they're doing a lot for the community, so it's really great. Also, too, we have Montreal in Action that's doing a lot of stuff for the community. So they are continuing on with their series of events. The next one up is on Thursday, February 25th at 6 p.m. This is the impact of the pandemic on young Black Canadians with Bout du Monde. So you can go ahead and sign up for that, and they will discuss the effects of the pandemic on young Black Canadians. And of course, we have the Black History Month TD series. So their Black conversation still continues on. The next one is on February 21st, and then they have another one on the 28th. And so they will be talking about the well-being, family bonds, emotional healing, and the empowerment of the Black community. And this is inspired by the Black Panthers. So I think this is a great thing to join in on the conversation. So you could sign up for that as well. And then 13th, Massey Maddy, which is the Afro-LGBTQ+ Film and Arts Festival. Mm-hmm. That started on February 21st, but that's happening all the way up until March 12th. So you could check that out. And then also, we have the 10th Fade to Black Festival. This started on the 17th, and this is happening through the weekend up until the 21st of February. And what this is, if you're not aware of Fade to Black, it's a program that combines panel discussions, major interviews, musical performances. So they have a lot of headliners that are scheduled to perform and partake in this festival. So that's happening again February 17th to the 21st. On the 26th of February, we also have Nuit d'Afrique, the concert evening. So this is entitled A Musical Encounter Between Africa and First Nations. So this nighttime concert represents the meeting of two cultures and continents, which will merge their musical traditions with more contemporary styles. And then today at 12 p.m. Eastern, we have Dr. Sabrina Jafrawi, the activist in you. She's having a Black Lives Matter event that's being put on by Concordia University for their annual campaign. So this is another event that's happening on Zoom. So you can check out the Concordia community, their website to sign up for that. And then also the Toronto Film Festival, they're having Black Wealth Matters on February 20th at 4 p.m. Eastern. And this will have different experts talking about Black wealth. And it's moderated by our very own Catherine Vernon Diamond. She's the moderator for the event. So you can definitely sign up for that as well. And then, of course, City of Montreal still has the Lumiotherapy happening at Place des Arts. So if you need to get some fresh air, if you can stand the weather, go outside. They have many installations that are happening around Place des Arts to do and take a look at and, you know, take pictures and have fun. So that is all that I have.
But hold on, Lorena. You know, I didn't want to interrupt you. I didn't want to go ahead of you. Can we go back to the Nuit d'Afrique real quick for a minute here?
Of course.
So what are we blending here? You might not have
Africa and First Nations.
So my first question to you is that, is this the first time this is being done in Montreal where they're going to blend the two, you know I mean, the two styles? I'm trying to figure out, man, I'm really curious to see how that might sound.
I think it would be dope because I think it's a lot of us going back to our roots. So I think it's going to be really dope just to see both sides of it, the musical aspect, the costumes, everything, like the dressing. I think that is going to be dope to see those things and to bring out the traditions that most of us lost throughout the years.
No, I'm trying to figure out who does the hot Aboriginal mixtape? Who's in Kanawage mixing it up?
That's a good question.
You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, if you guys are hearing the show, and I know the show reaches all the way to Kanawage, please message the Morning Detour. If you're a Aboriginal artist, DJ, producer, please message us. I'd like to see what the mix looks like. Because, you know, man, I want to showcase everything. You know, I'm trying to get my DJ Moon one off the set. What would be really crazy is that if I really get this DJ Moon one thing going, and then you're the MC on the mic, like you're the hype person, wouldn't that be a crazy switch of... like just hearing you scream a "Hold it!" behind you, yo, that'd be crazy.
No, I stick to, I'm more on the turntables in the background, just making the music.
So you want to spin? So you DJ?
You don't remember? I have like a whole DJ set. I was learning.
Yo, hold on! Yeah. I keep telling people I've been friends with Lena over 18, 19 plus years, and every time I do a show, I learn something new. Lorena, you DJ? What's your DJ name?
I don't have one.
I'm going to give you one.
Actually, I think I asked you to come up with one.
Yeah, I'm going to come up with something for you. Could you just please give the dates one more time? And would people be able to go down and watch the Nuit d'Afrique, or is everything virtually at this point?
Well, I don't know, because Legault's doing a press conference every other day, so things might change. But I think for now, everything is online. But you can go and check out Black History Month, the TD series. They have a website with all of their events. So for now, everything would be online to keep the safety of everyone. But who knows what may happen. Maybe we'll get another press conference later today and things might open up fully. Who knows?
Listen, man, he having no press conferences a little bit too much. He's becoming familiar. Legault has so much, you know, and listen, people, I know I'm making jokes about it. I'm making light of it. But it is important that he does update the populace, his constituents, us, the people of this beautiful province of Quebec, on the new developments with the COVID-19, us kind of dealing with this pandemic thing. But, Lorena, would you be opposed to a François Legault miniseries? I think, I love how he struggles to talk English. And I get it, because someone told me over the weekend that we speak French here. It's Quebec. And I was a little bit shocked because this person was also a visible minority. So I don't know who drank what Kool-Aid. But I would love to see a François Legault miniseries, kind of like Franglais. Franglais with François Legault. Every Monday on Radio-Canada at 8 p.m. No?
And what would that consist of? Just him speaking?
No, no. Well, we know he likes to play in the backyard with the snow and the kids. So, I don't know. Maybe a show just him showcasing him doing some winter activities, I guess.
I don't know about that, but I do see, like, maybe a documentary happening about him about this time.
I should not rate it. I should not rate
Maybe that's something you need to start. But I do see that happening, them documenting his life during this time of COVID and how he had to deal with everything. I think it would be cool to see what was happening behind the scenes.
Yeah, listen, man. You know, we keep giving out ideas here for free on the Morning Detour to my CKT 9.3 FM. But let me tell you, boy, I love this. I love how he struggles to talk English. Well, you know, the thing is with the Parti Québécois is that, you know, we try a little bit. You know, I love it. I love it. But I'll say once again, we are in a election year, November. Okay, so we don't know if it's virtual or in person. I'd love to go see this new Daffic thing. What are the dates one more time?
For the Nuit d'Afrique, it is happening on, it's happening on February 26th. So it's one day, February 26th, that's when it's happening. I'm pretty sure it's online. I didn't get any information that it was in person. But yeah, I can double check and post it on our social media from the Black History Month TD series website.
Yeah, shout out to TD, man. They do, you know, I really liked, I'm forgetting her name now. The young lady who created the graphic for the Black History Month this year with the black girl with the hair and the flowers. I think that's really dope. I did see that she's starting to do merch. I don't know if you might want to connect with her. I'm forgetting her name. I'd like to promote her on the show and get her on the show. You know, hopefully we can get a sweater or two for ourselves.
Oh my God.
It is Black History Month, Black Excellence. Lorena, are you gonna shout out the DJs? Twitch been on fire. I think it was quite Sainsbury over the weekend.
On fire. Yeah. I was on Twitch all last weekend.
Are you dancing? People want to know: are you dancing to these mixes? And what room in your house are you choosing to listen to your Twitch mixes?
Depends on what I'm doing. It depends on what time it is. So if it's Saturday during the day, I'm around in different parts of the house. Everybody's listening to it. Sometimes you're dancing, sometimes you're not. It really depends. But I do want to shout out DJ StarQ. I think it was on Sunday when he was playing. He got over 200 people into his room. He was not expecting it, so he was really grateful. And it was just beautiful to see. So he's doing really well on Twitch.
That was the R&B, right? Sunday's his R&B thing, right?
Yeah, Sunday is R&B on a Sunday. So that was just super dope to see. And then all the other DJs that are on there, Blaster is on there, DJ Maddie,
Bobby Payne, J.E. Buns.
All of the DJs. Oh, Quite Sane. I got to listen to him this weekend.
It was his birthday Saturday. This past week was his birthday, right? Shout out to Quite Sane,
exactly,
man. OG in the game.
So it was really dope this weekend. So shout out to all the DJs. If you're not on Twitch, get on Twitch. Support them. Fly them a couple of dollars if you can.
DJ Lolo coming soon. You know what I mean? DJ Lowdown and Moon One. It's coming down. It's the best of both worlds, baby. It's the Morning Detour. Thank you, Lorena, for the community updates. Let's play some more Hot Blazing music. When we come back, more fire. My CKT 90.3 FM.
Oh, how I love her. My ghetto love her. Fly like an eagle, yeah. That's why I trust her. My ghetto lover, better from the projects, ain't it? Better the two don't making progress, ain't it? She know I got bands, get a lot of that, baby. Ain't fuck you with your man, get you out of that, baby. Diamonds got the bird flu, fly in the rain. All that freaking talk will get you stabbed like crazy. I told her I won't sex on arrival. I might just eat you up for survival. Ghetto lovers, that's the title. Oh, how I love her, my ghetto lover. Fly like an eagle, yeah. That's why I trust her. My ghetto lover. I told
told her I want sex in the condo. I'm trying to let her ride like a blanco. I tried to give you love in the jungle. Under the moon, we fell to the sun. Born in the heart of the ghetto, beautiful child. I'm sending all my love, cause we haven't spoken in a while. I've been trying to plead my case and she like, take it a trial. I ain't feel safe in a while, but I miss making you smile and I miss taking you down. She be there when I go take a lick. Would you be down if I could make a hit? Let's talk about it when you make it sense. Said you was done, I made you relapse. Just like I had it, trying to take a hit. She trying to talk, she'll make it quick. Oh, how I love her. My ghetto love her. Fly like an eagle, yeah. Oh.
Stuck inside your love cycle. I read your love Bible. We give the hug at it. We keep the hood smiling. That so wet, I don't think that this good timing. I'ma spend that buy you Gucci and some red bottoms. We gon' have you bare rocking. Take off them leg stockings. Are you tripping if I ain't gon' give you for a blanket that pop it? She safe for everybody. I look at it like who everybody. You must be everybody. Your hair probably a cheetah. I'ma have legs in the air like, baby, I need ya. Deep strokes all in your spine, can't wait till I see ya. Diving inside of your ocean, don't need no breather. Put the tip in the t-shirt. Shook for no lame. She put me on game. She told me she ain't. She got her own bag, move from the hush. Unless she make about eight figures, she want rich. She ain't the type to be. She just want somebody who gon' treat her like somebody. Kinda wish nobody ain't hit yet. But a kid like me, I'ma give her what she need. I'ma give her what she want. Deep strokes all in her chest. I'ma breathe in her air so she hear when I'm on it. Don't think nobody care, but I'm there whenever she callin'. And just for her, I swing the block, let off shots. I'm going all in. You got me stuck inside your love cycle. I read your love Bible. We give the hug at it. The hood smiling, that so wet, I don't think that this good timing. I'ma spend that buy you Gucci and some red bottoms. We gon' have you bare rocking, take off them leg stockings. And you tripping if I ain't gon' give you for a blanket that pop it. She safe for everybody. I look at it like who everybody. You must be everybody. Your hair probably a cheetah.
I want rich sex. I ain't the type to be. You don't be giving me no stress, so I know where it's at. All the way you're trying to see, what you looking at me for? All I want is LV, I want Gucci on me, All I want is your head, and your hands. Gonna help yourself, yeah. What you talking about me for? Won't you take me to see some? Bringing my best friend on that G5. It's a link up, fall in love. Threesome, all of you. Yeah, yeah. I'm hella sure. Ain't gotta choose. Got you sprung. Know what to do. Got you stuck. Know what
you
to
got
do.
Me stuck inside your love cycle. I read your love Bible. We give the hug at it. We keep the hood smiling. That so wet, I don't think that this good timing. I'ma spend that by you, Gucci, and some red bottoms. We gon' have you bare rocking. Take off them leg stockings. And you tripping if I ain't gon' give you for a blanket that pop it. She safe for everybody. I look at it like who everybody. You must be everybody. Your hair probably a cheetah. I'ma have legs in the air like, baby, I need ya. Deep strokes all in your spine, can't wait till I see ya. Diving inside of your ocean, don't need no breather. Put the tip in the t-shirt.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Blame it on the city, how I'm ballin'. Pick it up, the money always callin'. She gon' touch the ceiling for us now. Got chains in a blurry morning. Ready when I meet me in the lobby. In the yeah, from the base, she gon' ride it like a trolley. X Games when we skate off in the Rari. Big tanks looking like Transformers. My name's Giannis. You gon' know about it when we come through. Bad bitches coming in twos. Ain't nobody telling what we gon' do. But when we run through, yeah, yeah. Diamonds on us, popping out the sunroof. Red bottoms up on those shoes. You can know
got shots like when we run through, yeah, yeah.
Big enough for me to call you papa. Popping like I'm over it in Baca. Deep the head like medulla oblongata. Gucci like I'm made in Florence. Small tequila, I'ma need a driver. Yeah, big talker, get me out his Prada. Every diamond on me, yeah, I bought it. Say it twice, someone know you want it. Like my name Giannis. You gon' know about it when we come through. Bad bitches coming in twos. Ain't nobody telling what we gon' do. But when we run through, yeah, yeah. Diamonds on us, popping out the sunroof. Red bottoms up on our shoes. Licking off shots like but when we run through, yeah, yeah.
I'ma walk through, yeah. Crib with a house and pool, yeah. Let her walk through. Bet it on, then it you'll lose. I love how you move. She a teen and the skin so smooth. Listen to the beans and it only fit two. See it through the lens, everything brand new.
Yes, Montreal, my city. Weezy Moon Chase in the building. You already know, there's always a slew of guests. He's a friend of the show. He's been on before. He's a major recording artist for Warner Music Canada. I'd like to welcome to the show, Mr. Miles Costello. How you doing, King?
What's up? What's up? I'm good. How are you?
Listen, I'm blessed, man. I always know it's good news whenever you come back in the building. I know it's music or it's a new initiative that's happening.
Exactly, exactly.
So, Warner Music Canada and the A&R team have started a new project called Black Alliance. So, Black Alliance is a project that will be a compilation EP that will be released annually to highlight Black artists or song of past that have paved the way for our industry today. So, the project will feature Black artists from our roster reimagining their favorite songs and performing with a new flair, energy, in celebration of Black History Month. Now, Miles Costello... It's about six of y'all that got songs here. You see what I mean? So Just John, he's going to do My Struggles, Missy Elliott cover, Charmaine, we've had her on the show. She's going to do Unity by Queen Latifah. That's going to be crazy. Miles, you're doing Change Is Gonna Come. Sam Cooke cover. Why did you choose the Sam Cooke cover?
I mean, the Sam Cooke cover, Change Is Gonna Come, it's a song I grew up with.
Right.
And basically, when I knew this project was happening, I wanted to jump on it because I was like, okay... Now it's time to, you know, do my part, you know, show a little 1-2 of just a musicality and just kind of the history, right? So right. I felt like for me, that song, to do that was just natural. It was something easy, something I've always known. And it's kind of sad to see that it's still relevant today. I think that's the biggest problem for me. And it was like a song that came out in the 60s right. still has its weight, right? So I think... It's something that people just need to hear again and bring it to people under 50 years old, 50 and under, who can kind of revisit it in a new light and a new sonic palette.
No, for sure. For sure. You know, you guys took some old classics. You guys reimagined it. You guys remixed it. So the younger folks, you know, we can kind of connect with it as well. And it is kind of disparaging that a lot of the themes or the content of a lot of these songs are still prevalent now in today's date. And you think, oh my gosh, the civil rights movement was like in the 60s and the 70s. And we're still facing the same kind of torment right now in the Black community. But I'm going to talk to you about Black History Month in a second. But in terms of the song Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke, were there any challenges in terms of the musistry of it? Was it hard for you? Were you aiming to sing it as well as Sam Cooke?
No, like, I think for me, the biggest thing was like, okay, how do we make it sound modern but not lose the essence of it, right? Because yeah. Obviously that song, there's a lot of soul in it. Sam Cooke, he was a gospel singer, right? So you can't compete with gospel singers. I don't care what anyone says. No. I don't care if you're, I don't know, like, gospel is just another level, right?
No, for sure.
Angelic,
yeah, for
right?
Sure.
It's like, I think the biggest challenge was just really trying to make it different and keep it the same. It's like just trying to find that middle ground of like, okay, what are the instruments that were in the original? What were the what's the song structure, the format, right? And trying to keep that authentic and still add my own flavor to it. I think that was the biggest challenge, really.
You see, this is why I always like talking to you, Miles. You know your stuff. You know, I can sense there's a real love for the music in this game right here. But also, too, I want to get your thoughts here. We are in Black History Month. Where do you kind of feel about Black History in a whole?
I think in a whole, there's good and bad. I think I like almost the newer, because I mean, growing up in school, like with Toronto school board and stuff, like all you hear about Black History Month is slaves and just the hardships, right? And I know it was there, it's good to acknowledge it, but I think the new wave of this generation, how we kind of look at it, I feel like most people now, it's more about Black businesses, Black entrepreneurs, Black industry leaders, entertainers, and it's more forward thinking. And I think that line of history with progression is where it should be. I don't think the way it always came off to me was just like, oh, you're reminding us again about
being slaves, you know? Right?
Yeah,
but there's a deeper history that I feel like they don't want to teach in school. Like
exactly,
we have such a deeper history way beyond slaves.
Yeah, I haven't heard about it. I haven't heard about the kings and the queens.
Nah, they don't want. They don't want you to feel good, Miles. They don't want you to feel good about yourself.
But that's my point. And it's like I think Black History Month, all it's really been in the past was just oppression, right? It's just a reminder of it. But I think now it's a little bit more forward thinking in terms of, okay, who are the leaders now? How can we support the Black communities that are here today, the Black neighborhoods? And I think that forward thinking is what it needed to be and what it should be, I think. And yeah, reminding us that there is a bigger history that goes beyond the last 100 years of America, right? There's a bigger history.
Exactly,
like
right?
Way beyond that, right? That no one even knows about. Black people don't even know about it.
No, for sure. And right? The sad thing too, a lot of the, you know, I see more with the younger generation, also with the older people too, across the board in our Black community, a lot of us don't care to know. A lot of people are comfortable with their ignorance. A lot of people don't have that yearning within them to say, you know what, I want to learn more about this Black culture. I want to learn more about where we come from, some of our accomplishments, because they're obviously not teaching them in school. But I love the fact that Warner Music Canada, you guys have put together this EP compilation. It's called Black Alliance Volume 1. You guys are hoping to put this out annually. You guys took some old classics. You guys remixed it with some new flair with some of you hot artists. You have Just John, Charmaine, yours truly, Miles Costello. Yeah, there's Andy, there's Jack Soul, there's Amal. Everybody's remixing all kinds of songs. But also, too, what's going to accompany each song, there'll be a live video performance by each artist in a custom design set. Can you speak to me a little bit about that? What is your set going to look like?
I wasn't even here for that. I missed out.
No, I got Dr. Donald. I want to see you do it. And it kind of reminds me of the YouTube channel Colors.
Yeah, exactly.
And I love the fact Colors, they put them in this like really, really shiny room or a different color room, and it's just the mic and it's just
and it's
the
simple.
Artist. Yeah, I love the simplicity of it, and I love the fact that you guys over there at Warner, you guys came together and put together this compilation, Black Alliance. So you missed the video, but let me know too, when I saw we had the interview with you, I want to know as well, what's going on with your music? Are we expecting some new Miles Costello music anytime soon? What's happening?
For sure. In October, I dropped the EP XS, and now I'm working on another project. So I'm kind of just going over songs, little final touches, and just kind of piecing my favorites together and just making sure everything's sounding good and cohesive. And I'm working on a new live show. So I think with all of that, we don't know when live music's happening, but there's no, when it is, I'll be there and I'll be ready. And the music's coming, so...
No, you sound like you got cabin fever. You sound like, yo, listen, I'm ready to go on tour. I'm ready to go to the UK. I want to go to Africa and perform. I feel you.
All of it.
All right, man. I'm speaking with Miles Costello. The project is called Black Alliance. It's a compilation EP of known favorites performed by young stars on the roster of Warner Music Canada. And also, too, this project is a statement that Black history is rich and we need to make sure that we're forever cultivating that history today and tomorrow. You know, listen, Warner Music Canada always doing blessed things for the culture, for the community. Mas Costello, when you got some more stuff, please come back to the show.
Of course, of course. Send the invite and I'll be there. Don't worry.
I appreciate you. Take it easy, brother.
You too.
All right.
Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yo, it's the return of the gifted gifter, the secret Santa grab bag sifter, the Grinch sled hanging off the ledge deadlifter, the best thrifter, the tear jerker, the Santa's little help employee of the year worker, the smile bringer, the joy inside the child lingers, the boy inside the crowd proud, he's a loud singer, the whole choir, the bow tire, the snow plow and the snow tires, the coat buyer, the all you shouldn't have her, the Birkin bagger, the gifted rapper, they told me it's the thought that counts, but really it's the count that matters, accountant hacker, bank amount counting backwards, 1,000 smackers. It's the return of Kris Kringle, the singles, that tingles. Sending checks twice cause the names on the list wrinkle. My chips Pringle, my chips bingo, my green mingo, yo green mean slow. It's the young born again, good hood ornament with a little chicken like a Cornish hen. Amazon ordering, Cohiba importer, evergreen watering. Rapping all night, will he ever bring the chorus in? Fireplace bright like I threw 10 menorahs in. 10 more canaras in a whole forest in. I buy the doll in the mall that the store is in. I hide the presents in the dresser in the drawer it's in. My dog doing moves, he said this shit is on the floor again. Fez was on his trail, but he got 50 names in Oregon. I bought cases bigger than the suits that you see Laurie in. James still sitting, but I'm sending a DeLorean. Look, it's Mr. Christmas Bonus. Mr. Made His Brothers Bands. Mr. Nicholas Jonas. Mr. Big Cojones. But bigger heart, that's where the homeless home is. The Home Alone kid. It's the return of Kevin McAllister, the Swiss mister, the hot chocolate mixer that gets pictures, the big, big cousin mister, the quick fixer, the Wiz Oz big blizzard, the big gifter.
Now that I am sober, I take back what I said. I'm sitting with this love hangover, and boy, it's hurting my head. It's the middle of October, and we just came to an end. I'm just sorry that there ain't no time left. You and I were over, me and you are done. When I wanted to be closer, you just wanted to run. Though I know it's no one's fault, if I've learned anything at all, with us, no matter how I add it up, one plus one is none. You've been on my mind for a while now, trying to get you off cause this ain't right now. You said it was a vibe for the time being, it was nothing more but I just couldn't see it. This is not a song for the whole world. Felt like it could have been us against the whole world. Baby, you were mine and I was your girl. Whatever happened to the time that we spent sober? I take back what I said. I'm sitting with this love hangover. Boy, it's hurting my head. It's the middle of October, and we just came to an end. I'm just sorry that there ain't no time left. I've been at this party for some time now, sipping on Bacardi till it runs out. You are in the corner with your head down. I don't even wanna know what that's about, cause you're the one that's always getting to
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Région ou d'une région à proximité est rouge. Afin de limiter la propagation de la COVID-19, les rassemblements d'amis ou de famille sont interdits et les déplacements vers d'autres régions doivent être évités. De plus, en zone rouge, il est défendu de quitter son domicile entre 20h et 5h le matin. Visitez québec.ca/coronavirus pour connaître les règles spécifiques mises en place pour établir la situation. Respectez toutes les règles, tout le temps, sans exception. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.